From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been more than 8 months since a massive explosion killed 29 workers at Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia. The April incident is still under investigation. Victims' families continue to struggle with the loss, but few have discussed their grief publicly.
Gene Jones lost his identical twin, Dean, in the explosion, and he believes silence hides the terrible cost of the tragedy. That's why he agreed to share his story with NPR's Howard Berkus as part of our ongoing investigation of the mine disaster.
There's an obituary lying on the table between us. It includes a photograph, and 50-year-old Gene Jones would be staring down at an image of himself if not for the mustache on his brother's face.
I just think about him every day because, you know, he was part of me. It's like part of me's gone because he was my twin. We were identical twins. I was 10 minutes older than Dean. So it's like it's just not the same.
Gene also had a mustache until it started growing gray. But even without it, when he looks in the mirror and when he stands before Dean's wife and son, they see the face of the coal miner, husband, father, and brother who went 4 miles inside the Upper Big Branch mine on April 5th.
Mine Industrial Rapid Response Line, may I help you?
Yes, I want to report an emergency.
When the emergency calls began that afternoon, Gene was 20 miles away on his porch in Beckley, West Virginia. He was just back from the post office, from sending off his tax returns, happy to have that burden lifted, and blissfully unaware of frantic dispatchers.
Looks like I've got up the potential of 10 deceased currently, maybe in the excess of 30 total injured. We're still gaining miners to the surface. It's a total disaster control. I need all the resources you can give me.
Gene was sitting on the steps reading a magazine when his phone rang and when his sister Cheryl sounded frantic.
And I said, well, do you know what Dean's at? And at that time, nobody knew. It went on for days, waiting on whether Dean was alive or not. It was just awful.
There were two Jones family vigils. Sister Judy and Dean's wife Gina joined the miners' families near the mine. Gene stayed with his mother to help her through the ordeal. Judy phoned in updates and even appeared on NBC's Today Show, describing the family's persistent hope.
My brother was a trained mining engineer. He has 30 years of mining experience. He loves his men, and I know that my brother was at the furthest point away from the explosion, a few hundred feet away from the safety area. He would have felt the concussion. He would have felt the sucking of the air. He would have known that was possibly fatal for them, and he would have taken his men to the safety area. And I believe that my brother is there.
The safety area is a rescue chamber with food, water, and oxygen. Dean was a section boss working nearby with a crew of 8 miners. They were in an area known as Headgate 22, and they were digging parallel entryways or tunnels next to a massive block of coal. Rescuers worked for 4 days to reach them. And even after the bodies of most of the crew were found, officials told the families and reporters Dean and 3 others might be safe.
The rescue teams have taken 4 breathing apparatuses with them in case in the best scenario, we would find 4 survivors. We'll put oxygen masks on the survivors and bring them out.
Gene tried to keep his mother calm through the phone calls from Judy and the live televised reports.
We're in the same situation some other people's been that I've watched on TV. It was just hard to believe that my family and myself was looking at this, facing this, and wondering, is my brother going to come out? Am I going to get to see him again?
Gene and Dean shared 3 paper routes when they were kids. They were in sync so much their conversations were incomprehensible to others. They went through grade school, high school, and engineering school together, and they both went underground at first, following their dad into the mines. Dean loved it, but Gene didn't. He's been on the surface for decades, working for Appalachian Power. As Gene talks about those 50 years with Dean, his hazel eyes water, and his sighs deepen.
Now you got your holidays coming. Enjoy your family and just be thankful that we can all get together and we'll all heal. Guess what? Dean's not here. And it's really hard to think about that. We never dreamed that he would not be here. It's so unexpected. So now we're having to deal with it.
Dean complained to his family about safety problems at Upper Big Branch. His mother-in-law told Congress he'd been threatened with dismissal 7 times because he resisted putting his men in danger. But he couldn't leave, she said, because he couldn't risk losing health insurance. Dean's 14-year-old son Kyle has cystic fibrosis. Kyle turned down his daddy's bedsheets at night and often climbed in with him so he'd be with Dean before dawn when it was time to go to work. The boy and his mother are struggling, Gene says, as he describes the night of terrible news.
My sister and Dean's wife came through the door, and Gene was screaming in the hall and saying I couldn't bring him home. I just couldn't do it. And I knew then that he was gone. And it was just chaotic at the house, just crazy. And we just all broke down and cried.
The official announcement came in a broadcast news conference shortly after midnight, April 10th.
We did not receive the miracle that we prayed for. We have accounted for 4 miners that had been unaccounted for. We have a total of 29 brave miners who were recovering at this time.
The Jones family was told that Dean was gone in an instant, that the blast hit him face first and came back and hit him again as the concussive forces bounced around in the confined spaces underground. As an engineer, Gene knows what those forces did to his brother. He was like a rag doll, he says. Use your imagination. It's too horrible to describe. Most of the families who lost men at Upper Big Branch are private about their suffering, but Gene Jones says speaking out is the right thing to do.
Because if not, we're just going to be forgotten, and it's going to continue and continue and continue to go on. We need it fixed, because I got a son that's in the coal mines. I want to make sure he comes home every day. Matter of fact, since this happened, I call my son every day at 2 o'clock, or he calls me before he goes to the end of the coal mines, so I can hear his voice.
Gene's voice grows frustrated and angry as he cites the failure of Congress last week to enact mine safety reform, the failure of state and federal regulators to protect his brother, and the value Massey Energy placed on his brother's life. The owner of the Upper Big Branch mine gave departing CEO Don Blankenship a $12 million golden parachute. That's 4 times the settlement offered to the Jones family. It's so sad, Gene adds, to hear these crazy things.
These men were doing something that somebody else didn't want to do because it was a scary, dangerous job. They were there every day risking their lives for that black coal, for us surviving in this country. And in the cause of that, I lost my brother.
There's a Jones family legend about Gene and Dean in their mother's womb. Doctors didn't know there were twins because they detected just one heartbeat. We were that close, Gene says. And now there's a single heartbeat again. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
There is more about Gene and Dean Jones and an interactive map of the mine and its victims at npr.org.